You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Hello, this is Dave, and I'm doing another of our Essential 1980s Movies podcast solo episode. So just my voice on this one. You will not be hearing Rose and or Scott on this one. And what I'm going to do is continue down the trek of trying to cover as far as like a brief discussion or summary on the movies that RottenTomatoes.com has put on their list. So I'm still relatively at the beginning of the list. Looking forward to this one because I have, I want to say an affection for this movie. So I want to get to it. Let's insert a bumper.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Go Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I.
Joe!
Ex to each other. And party on, dudes!
This is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I'm back again. This is Dave, and I am continuing the saga of the Essential 80s Movies list put out by Rotten Tomatoes, and I am at number 134. This is a movie called Short Circuit, released in 1986. Just briefly, the synopsis on it: an intelligent, lovable robot known as Number 5 escapes from a secret research facility and learns to interact with the world at large in this successful comedy. The project's chief technician attempts to track down the slapstick-prone robot before it's destroyed by the military. So this is actually a really fun movie for me. I really enjoyed this. There's one aspect of it that I think a lot of people really do enjoy, but I couldn't really get into it, is Fisher Stevens' character. I don't know why, but you know, whenever you have like the really goofy accent, and I don't know, just kind of turns me off. But almost everything else in this movie is just pure awesomeness. Ally Sheedy looked so cute as Stephanie, and Gutenberg was a fun character, as far as like the guy that, you know, created these robots, and I don't think he was looking at it to be a weapon of war, but it was one of those things that it evolved into that because of where he was getting his funding. But I just really kind of got into, as we all did back in the 80s, we really got into the craze and love affection with robots. You get that, as you can see, like for things like Transformers, GoBots. I mean, there's so many different flavors of, just the home electronics market that had, robots that you could have, that, you know, we all purchased back in the 80s or got, you know, for Christmas. And so Short Circuit was smack dab in the middle of that and just a really fun ride for a movie. So I can see why it made the list for essential movies. If it was on my personal list, it would be a bit higher up on that list than 134. But I'm glad that it's on there. So I think some fun things about the movie, and it's something that we recently talked about on the podcast, where we were talking about the soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever. And there was a scene where Ally Sheedy is dancing with Johnny Five to Every Woman. Is that the name of the song? She's Every Woman, or More Than a Woman. And in fact, you know what I'm going to do is I'll insert the audio of that scene here.
Great.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Okay, turn off the TV. Come on, it's time for bed.
Oh.
No, turn off the TV. It's time for bed.
Come on, Steph, lighten up. Let's give it a whirl.
Hey.
Yeah.
Listen, you. It's 3 a.m.
It's early.
I mean, don't you ever get enough? Wrestling, roller derby, Jimmy Swaggart, the Three Stooges, give it a rest, will ya?
Larry, Curly, Moe.
Hey, you know what? You're not a bad dancer.
Dancing fool. Big finish.
Right. And then I'm going to bed, and in the morning, you have to find yourself a new home.
This home. Stephanie home. Number five home.
Oh, number five. You don't know what you're saying.
Number five. No. More than a woman. More than a woman to me.
Oh, number five.
And what it was just funny is because on that previous show that we're talking about, the album or the soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever, this scene from the movie of Short Circuit popped in my brain when we were talking about those songs. So I think it's very iconic for the 1980s when we had movie soundtracks or songs used in movies where you would associate a scene from a different movie, than maybe the original because of, the use of a song. And in this particular scene, it was really fun where they, Johnny Five was just getting used to dancing. Where he didn't want to go to sleep because he's still trying to get all this input. And trying to evolve as a thinking being than just a robot. So it was kind of a touching moment in the movie. Ally Sheedy was fun because she was definitely a bit different than, other characters that I had seen her early on in the 80s. So she wasn't the basket case type character from Breakfast Club. So I think, it helps show her range. And in fact, she was a bit more straight-laced in St. Elmo's Fire. So she's really showing a good range in the 80s for characters that she was taking on and doing really well at. So definitely good props to Ally Sheedy for that. What was the dude, the army dude's name? He was the same guy from Police Academy movies, and then also a Mannequin. You guys can Google that. I'm not going to Google it right now because I'm going to try to do all this with very minimal research. But anyway, his character in this one, I liked a bit more as kind of that really tough military guy versus the dumb evil character in those other movies that I just mentioned. So I liked him more in this role because he's a bit more serious and a bit more successful as a heel versus the other ones where it was just him being a dimwit and being on the wrong side of things. So I don't think, I think it was kind of dimwitted in Short Circuit, but maybe not as much as those other movies where it played more into the slapstick part of his dimwittedness. I wish I could remember his name, but that's not going to be too important to me right now just because I want to continue talking about the greatness that was Johnny Five. If you guys remember, there was also a really kick-ass El DeBarge song, Who's Johnny? That was released, really catchy. I really enjoyed that song. The other thing that I realized is I didn't give myself the opportunity to insert the trailer into the podcast yet, so I'm going to do that here.
It's the ultimate soldier.
It doesn't get happy, it doesn't get sad, it doesn't laugh at your jokes.
It is quite simply
Jen.
The most sophisticated robot on Earth.
Tonic.
At Nova Robotics, the future is in good hands.
You're real good. Just keep working on those last two bars.
Thanks to Dr. Newton Crosby.
Originally, I designed it as a marital aid.
But artificial intelligence has gotten too smart.
No.
It's malfunctioning. It might not do anything.
But it could decide to blow away anything that moves, couldn't it?
Because $11 million worth of robot just hit the road.
Wow!
Number Five is alive.
Welcome to my planet.
You just have to find Number Five, get some answers.
Why don't you come on in my house?
And it's got a lot of living to do.
Whatever it takes to put that stupid contraption out of commission, that's what you do.
Need input.
Enough of this
stuff. More input.
And they can seem quite lifelike, but they are still machines.
Oh. Number Five is alive.
Nice software.
How it happens, who knows, but it has happened.
A new comedy adventure from John Badham, the director of War Games.
They're gonna be after you. We gotta get out of here now.
He's alive!
No!
Ally Sheedy, Steve Guttenberg, and Number Five.
Beautiful.
Short Circuit.
I am alive.
And what I enjoyed about watching the trailer on this one is that, you know, it brought a lot of the, you know, Steve Guttenberg was, you know, very serious about the robot, where he's like, you know, it's only programmed to be like this and not really have a personality, so he can't be alive. So the evolution of Gutenberg's character of accepting the fact that, you know, Johnny Five was evolving into this thinking being. I keep saying being versus a human being, because he wasn't human, but, you know, Johnny Five was definitely something more than just a robot. I don't know if you could relate him at all to Data from Star Trek Next Generation, but in my mind, there's the episode of A Measure of a Man where they had to prove that Data was able to make his own decisions. And I think Short Circuit had that same theme to it, where, you know, it wasn't just property, you know, him being a robot. It was actually, he had sensibilities and emotions about him so that he would be able to do his own thing. I think the tough part you get into that kind of argument is, you know, well, who paid the bill to put all the parts together? It doesn't necessarily make it fair. But, you know, if I spend whatever it was, you know, the price tag for Johnny Five was, you know, a couple $1 million, you know, does that make him my property? So that's something to debate amongst yourselves. I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer that for you on this one. I'm not that much of a deep thinker. Maybe if I had some bourbon in me, a few drinks, then maybe I'd be able to answer that or give you my opinion. But that's where my brain's at right now, is just the financial aspects of it. And that may not be a fair argument if you're starting to have a strong debate against any decisions that I make as your overlord. Air quote, overlord. That's what they call me on the podcast, at least Rose and Scott do. So Short Circuit, like I said, very important piece to this whole 1980s list. I think that there's a lot of fun retro memories where when you see somebody put a robot out there, whether they draw it or they put it in a game or something like that, and you have something that just looks like Johnny Five, it's automatically recognizable. And you go, of course, that's Johnny Five. And so Short Circuit was there and gave us that. I think, if you look at movies, put out by Pixar, and you're into like WALL-E, there are remnants of WALL-E that look like Johnny Five to me. I'm so glad that I was around at that point when Johnny Five, when Short Circuit first came out, that really hooked me into the whole robot craze, and everybody wanted to have a Johnny Five, as their own. So that's it for this one. I hope you enjoyed it. Everybody be excellent to each other and have a good whatever.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 On the next episode, I'm going to be talking about Matthew Broderick, Michelle Pfeiffer, and wolves and hawks. See you then.